It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show on this Halloween morning. And the storms all appear to be out of here now. The only thing still scary is that the possibility of Kamala Harris becoming president of the United States. That is the scariest thing you could face.
I could not agree more.
I'm just telling you. So Kim and I are doing our part this morning in the spirit of Halloween. We've dressed up as pieces of garbage, as fellow garbagians, along with all the rest of you with our, you know, Make America Great Again hats. Well, mine doesn't quite say that, but it expresses the sentiment, right?
Re-elect the beep.
Yeah, this is my hat I have. I'll show it to the camera for those of you on X and YouTube and Rumble. This is my Ted Nugent signed hat. And it's got a little bit of an expletive on there, so I put a little piece of tape over the end of it. But
it's not very nice to Donald Trump.
That's the sentiment. That's the sentiment for sure. Let's put it that way. All right, so lots going on, lots of questions right now about voting out in St. Charles County. Channel 2 and the Post last night got this completely wrong. They both reported at one point that polls would be closed today, which is not the case at all. But there are some important questions maybe about what's going on out there. My friend Jen Olson has been involved in all of this, although her name is not on the lawsuit. And I wanted to ask her opinion on it this morning. Jen, thank you for giving me a few minutes.
Hey, Mark, good morning. And I just want to let you know I'm going to be a trash bag tonight, too.
Oh, nice.
I bet we're going to see a lot of people dressed like this tonight, Jen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said earlier, if you walk up to somebody and they have no idea what you are, having to explain it to them is going to be a waste of your breath.
Right.
Yeah, they just don't get it at that point, for sure. So Jen and I talked on the phone a little bit about this last night, just so I could understand what was going on with this lawsuit. Jen, the question here really is, it's not an attempt to shut down the polls, but it's an attempt to make sure that election officials, in this case Kurt Barr, are following the law when it comes to who's allowed to be in there watching while the vote's going on, right?
Right. And, you know, when I read this lawsuit and then the order by the judge, it does read as though they're going to grant the relief that no early voting can continue until he allows the challengers and watchers entry into the early voting places. However, you know, I do think it's a good idea for Kurt to come into compliance on his own and let us in, and then the court date on Friday, tomorrow morning, to settle this all. And also, when I read the statute, it delineates between counting votes and counting ballots. And if you think about what the poll watchers and challengers' job actually is, it's to observe when the election workers are interacting with the voters to ensure they're not influencing them. It's to observe the ID checks to make sure that our voter ID laws are being followed. It's to observe the entire process of someone going in, getting handed their ballot, casting the ballot into the tabulation machine, and we have the ability to challenge that if we see something that goes wrong. Well, over 100,000 ballots are going to be counted without any oversight from poll watchers and challengers. And I don't think that is within the spirit of the law when it was written.
So when you're checking in to vote, like I voted early, I guess it was last week, and you know, you have the Republican and the Democrat, right, who are checking your ID and then giving you that ballot to go vote. So this election watcher would be in addition to that, just making sure that nothing fishy is going on, right?
Correct. The two people that are working at the polls, those are poll judges, and then each party gets to send one representative to be a watcher and a challenger, both having different duties and authority.
Yeah, you know, I got Travis to call in here a little earlier this morning. We talked through this a little bit, and he said his goal is not to stop anybody from voting, but he said, you know, he got training as a watcher, and then when he requested to be able to go into the early voting, he was denied. So that's kind of the reason this lawsuit's been delayed, because everybody would wait a day or two to see about the approval process. And when it was denied, finally, the last time, he just decided he couldn't stand still and not do anything.
Right. And, you know, there's nothing in statute that prohibits Kurt Barr from allowing poll watchers and challengers in. And it actually would, you know, help Kurt Barr increase the trust in our elections if he would just do this. It wouldn't be breaking the law to allow us in. And some are arguing, I being that one of the some, that it's actually unlawful to not let us observe, watch, and challenge this process as it's happening for over 100,000 voters.
Yeah. Jen Olson's my guest. And, you know, I'm wondering, and I don't expect you to have the answer to this, but I'm wondering, are there watchers in other poll places in other counties? I mean, I would assume that people have made the request at the very least, but this is the first legal challenge to it that I've seen.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either. I spoke with the second in charge over there at the Election Authority last night, and he actually wasn't aware that people were being denied access. And he said that he wouldn't have a problem with watchers and challengers being present. So I asked him to talk to his boss.
Yeah.
And see if he can get this ball rolling and get people in there.
I don't see what the problem would be. I mean, unless you had reason to believe that it was going to somehow disrupt the process. But again, if they're not in there, you never know that. I will read this statement that I got last night from Kurt Barr. He said, as far as he's concerned, nothing changes. He will follow the statute and the court orders, and the polls will be open today and tomorrow. The hearing is not even until tomorrow. Right, Jen?
Right. And it was never, Travis, like he said, it was never his intention to prohibit voters from voting. It's the hope that Kurt just does what we're asking for him to do and applies the law in the most transparent way for voters during our election, one of our most important elections, probably of our lifetime.
There's no doubt about it. Well, I know you got a busy morning, Jen. Thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning to explain this.
No problem. Thanks for letting me come on and Mark.
You bet. We'll talk again soon. Jen Olson there. Of course, you remember her. She ran for school board, and she's been very active in politics in St. Charles County, specifically election issues like this. And, you know, these are solid questions. And as long as it's not lost in the fact that somebody's angry because they thought they weren't going to get to vote. That was never the intention here. That's not going to be the impact of this. But by tomorrow morning, either the elections director will come into line with the law, or then there could be some consequences if he opted not to.
I mean, what reason would he have to not comply unless there's something weird going on?
Yeah, and he told me he would comply with the statute and court orders. So I don't think.
Well, I would assume if this is followed and Kurt Barr says, okay, come on in, then you would have the election watchers at both locations, Element Church and the Election Authority, right?
I would assume. But like Jen said, at this point, 100,000 people have voted.
Mm-hmm.
If the numbers are 20,000 a day, probably over 100,000 have voted, and you don't have, you haven't had anybody in there for that length of time. So I don't know. Questions that we weren't asking 15 years ago, right?
Yeah.
But as a result of 2020, you have to have another set of eyes on these things as they go along. All right, coming up, we're going to get to former Senator Jim Talent to get his thoughts on the garbage comments, the impact in this final week of the election. He's coming up right after the break. Bottom of the hour, Senate candidate Adam Schnelting is going to join me to talk about his race in Senate District 20.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
23.
To begin by saying 250 million Americans are not garbage.
We've got former Senator Jim Talent on the line with us this morning. Jim, it is the storyline of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. and they are plussing up turnout by emphasizing it. I do hope that over the weekend, so they won this tactical exchange. I'm talking about Trump and his people. But I hope that over the weekend they go back to the main message, Mark, which is, look, it's bad now under Biden and Harris, and the Democrats own the policies that are causing you to be hurting. It was good under Donald Trump, and it can be good again. That's the message I really hope I hear over the weekend, because I think that's been the message. That's a strong one, and I think it's a winning message.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Bill Clinton is apparently working for Trump these days. Go to cut 12 there, Carl, please.
I don't think it's right to say that people have to vote for Donald Trump because the economy is better there. I don't believe that.
So he's admitting the economy was better then, but that shouldn't be your reason for voting for Donald Trump, he says.
Right. And look, if you're him or Obama, and you know, I campaign for people, and when you go out and campaign for somebody, you ask them, you know, what do you want me to say? And I just don't think there's a lot you can say positive about her. So Clinton is a very able guy. So is Obama in terms of campaigning. And they're trying to figure out what's the argument. And basically, that's one of the reasons they're finding everything negative they can to say about Trump and about Republicans, because they don't have anything positive to say about her. And that's not hyperbole. I don't even think it's partisan. I don't know what I would say for her if they hired me to go out. I really don't.
They couldn't pay you enough money probably to do that, could they?
Terrible. The record is terrible. She's gone. She doesn't have any consistent message other than that Trump is bad.
Yeah.
And there isn't a positive reason, in my view, you know, really to vote for her. Certainly nothing that appeals across the board to voters. You know, they can pick a particular issue here or there. So it's tough for Clinton.
It sounds like the Kamala campaign's shifting its focus away from, Mark, it was North Carolina, right?
Yeah, I heard they pulled several million dollars in advertising from North Carolina.
Yeah, I suspect that Trump is going to... He's going to win all the states he, you know, won before. I think, you know, the issue is going to come down, I think, to the north central states. I think Trump, I'd rather be the Trump campaign than the Harris campaign going into Tuesday. Let's put it that way. But I think he's not an overwhelming favorite. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Any thoughts, Jim, on what we got going on here in Missouri in terms of, you know, Amendment 3 and Amendment 2? I mean, these are the millions of dollars that have been poured in here. You know, I said to somebody earlier, maybe they would claim that it's some sort of violation of free speech, because we've certainly heard that argument before. But I would support some sort of Missouri law banning outside PACs from being able to contribute to Missouri-specific election issues, because they buy themselves into the Constitution with that.
Yeah, you know, Mark, it's funny. I actually was thinking about this yesterday. I don't know why. I know why, because I went and voted.
Yeah.
Ballots awful long, too. I don't know what we could do about that. And I was thinking about that, and as I went through it in my mind, because this kind of issue has been around a long time, it's difficult to do anything within the constraints of the Constitution, which we have to and want to respect.
Right.
Other than just being prepared to expose when this sort of thing happens and to make clear to the voters, A, what the amendments really say, which is not what the commercials say they say, and then also who's behind it, and then trust the good judgment of the voters, which I do. I think, you know, the people who want good, orderly, common sense government in Missouri, we have to all of us think about how to do that better in the future, because I don't know. You know, there have been some discussions in the legislature about constraining or making it more difficult to get initiative petitions on the ballot. There are pros and cons to that. It's an idea worth considering. But it's a difficult situation, and there's really no substitute for being vigilant in communicating to voters.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. And now we're down to crunch time. We'll see. Lots of lies flying around out there and not many ads countering them. And that's what's got me concerned about both of those amendments. Jim Talent, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And next week, we'll have a lot to talk about, won't we?
Yeah, we will. I hope we have an election decided by
yes.
the time we talk.
Let's hope so. We'll talk then. Thank you.
Okay.
You bet. Former Senator Jim Talent there. He's right. Yeah, the obviously, in my opinion, they need initiative petition reform. But there ought to also be some language saying if you're not a resident of the state of Missouri, you can't contribute to political causes in the state of Missouri if it's going to affect the state constitution. I don't know why there's not a way to do that, because it poisons the process. It really does. Coming up, we'll talk to Adam Schnelting, state representative running for Missouri Senate in District 23. We'll be right back.
The events that shape this world are happening fast. Keep a level head and stay tuned to 97.1 FM Talk for Democracy 2024.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget to vote if you haven't done that yet. So much at stake here in this election. Turnout will be the key. No doubt about that. Right now, I've got Adam Schnelting on the line with us, of course, running for the Missouri Senate out in District 23. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me. Great
Absolutely.
To be on with you again.
Yeah, good. Great to have you on. I mean, we've been reporting all morning on the lawsuit against Kurt Barr out there in St. Charles County there in District 23. The polls are going to stay open. This doesn't affect anybody voting. And obviously, Adam, turnout is the key here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Mark, I've been standing at those polls all week, and we've had thousands of people come across our path and be voting. Which, I mean, it's been a tremendous, we've had tremendous numbers of voters come out in St. Charles County. I haven't looked at the St. Louis numbers yet. I'm sure those, you know, that number. But it's been tremendous turnout so far in St. Charles County.
Yeah,
but we need to keep that up.
Yeah, they've averaged over 20,000 a day, I think, in St. Louis County as well.
Incredible.
And we talked, in fact, to Rick Stream yesterday, and who confirmed that it would be record setting if the pace keeps up for the next, 3 days of voting, Thursday, Friday. They're open on Saturday, and I guess you can even do it again Monday. Let's hope people are out there for the right reasons. You know, in the Missouri Senate, there's a lot on the line here, right? I mean, the supermajority is important because if there's a disagreement down there with the new governor, who I assume will be Mike Kehoe, you guys can override that if you have a supermajority. And without that, you lose that ability.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, look, the Missouri Senate is a peculiar beast because each one of the senators are in a powerful position given the nature of the Senate rules as well as the power of the filibuster. So it's really, really important that we hold as many seats as we possibly can in the Missouri Senate, and that those seats that we actually hold are held by conservatives, folks who are actually going to do what they promise during campaign season. That's obviously just as important. It's vitally important that we keep the Senate. St. Charles County has been a conservative stronghold for quite some time now, and it's really important that folks get out and make their voice heard in St. Charles County on the 5th or before. So we can keep a conservative senator from St. Charles County.
Well, what do you think are the top issues facing Missouri right now?
Quite frankly, the biggest one right now that we need to address is this Amendment 3 issue. But I think it kind of stems from the fact that we need IP reform, and we've not gotten there. But honing in on this Amendment 3 is so, and you both know this, it's so poorly written that it throws the door wide open for abortion on demand up to the very moment of birth. And let's not make any mistakes about it. The taxpayers are going to end up on the hook for some of these abortions, right? The amendment creates a new undefiled term, a fundamental right to reproductive freedom. Well, reproductive freedom, that term is something that's already used in other states, other areas of the country by certain organizations to include so-called sex changes or transgender surgeries on minors. So Amendment 3 leads to transgender surgery on kids. It affects medical malpractice for those who undergo abortions. In addition to that, I mean, the amendment is so broad that it's just going to cause some very serious problems in the state of Missouri, to say nothing of the fact that it's going to end a lot of innocent human lives. So sure, right now, that is the biggest thing that's going to be on our ballot next week that we have got to address. And you know, we'll see what happens next session as far as IP reform is concerned. But we need to address that going forward.
Yeah. Adam Schnelting, our guest right now, candidate in District 23, the Republican Senate candidate out there, replacing Bill Igel, who was, you know, always strong on the idea of cutting taxes and shrinking government. I'm thinking about, you know, he's leaving the Senate. Andrew Koenig is leaving in 15. He was always strong on the issue of education, obviously very pro-life, helped write the heartbeat bill and all that. Where do you see your passion there, Adam?
Well, my passion is protecting life and making government smaller. Look, we've got a lot of work to do, Mark, in the Senate. Some of my priorities that I intend to work on in the next session are securing our elections through IP reform, as we just discussed. You know, the Declaration of Independence states that constitutions should not be changed for light, or governments should not be changed for light and transient causes.
Right.
A constitution is the very charter of our government. It shouldn't be changed the way we've been changing it over the last 20 years with various amendments. The IP process that we have in place currently allows for so much abuse and manipulation from outside groups and even foreign groups that we have to address that. So that's going to be one of my priorities in the Senate this upcoming session. Lord willing, I am elected to the Senate. The other issue, Mark, and you guys both know this, our region has to address the crime problem within our region. State control of the St. Louis Police Department is one path we need to consider, as well as just a greater presence of highway patrolmen on our interstates entering and leaving St. Louis. But we have companies who are unwilling to locate to Missouri due to the black eye that our region suffers from due to the crime rate.
Yes.
And it has to be addressed, not just for the long-term economic well-being of our citizens, but for the safety of our citizens. So those are a couple of issues. But look, I'm going to continue fighting for our Second Amendment rights. I'm going to continue fighting for lower taxes. I'm going to fight against elder abuse, which is very near and dear to me due to something that happened with my mother. You know, fighting to keep men out of our daughter's school bathrooms and sports. I'm going to continue being that guy, that candidate who continues to fight for or fight against, rather, the special interests and the woke indoctrination of our kids.
Going back to Amendment 3 here just for a second, Mark and I have been talking this morning about how all this outside money, I mean, millions and millions of dollars is poured into these races, particularly for the pro-Amendment 3 side. Is there any way legislatively to deal with that, to stop all of this outside money from coming in and influencing our election and potentially the Missouri Constitution?
Yeah, we're going to have to take a look at that loophole. There are many of us who didn't even realize there was such a loophole. I mean, you've got a Swiss billionaire who has been funding an organization to the tune of millions of dollars, who have been pushing, and this organization has been pushing Amendment 3 in the state of Missouri. I think I think this particular one has given at least $3.5 million thus far, at a minimum. We're going to have to look and see how to close that loophole. Otherwise, we're going to continue to have foreign interference in our elections.
Yeah. Soros, Bloomberg, a lot of them have been trying to influence Missouri elections, and something we need to keep an eye on. Adam Schnelting, good luck. I know you're on my voter guide. I hope people are paying attention to what an important race this is in Senate District 23, and they've got every opportunity to get out there and vote between now and Election Day. Thank you.
hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Always good to talk to you. Great guy. I've known Adam for a long time. He's been a great state representative, and he'll be a great senator as well. You know, he brought up the crime problem in the city, and I'm glad that he did. The state control of the St. Louis police again. Why would we not do that? Just give me one reason. I'll give you one reason. I had a source tell me this week that in one of the St. Louis police patrol districts, they had 12 patrol cars that they just had to leave sitting because they didn't have the manpower to staff them. That was in one patrol district this week. They're so underpowered, they can't fight crime. It's impossible. And you got to do something to get control of that situation away from politicians like Tashara Jones and Megan Green and the rest of them in the city, or you're never going to start to address this problem. All right, quick break. What's coming up on Kim on a Whim?
Have you noticed how many of these celebrities are coming out in support of Kamala Harris? So many of them, right? There's a couple now that are just running around the streets of New York screaming that everyone needs to vote for Kamala Harris. And I have to wonder, call me a conspiracy theorist, maybe there's some connection with all these celebrities coming out and supporting her.
All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Kim on a Whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Would you have sex with a Trump voter?
Blah.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Sir,
loud white men for Kamala. Join the call.
Go Kamala!
Yeah! Yes!
For a dollar, who are you voting for?
Kamala Harris!
Yes, there you go!
Make it stop.
Oh, my gosh. Just a little bit obnoxious, but maybe those of you listening recognize that voice. Billy Eichner and Will Ferrell. Not Buddy the Elf. Come on.
That was Will Ferrell?
I'm so disappointed. I know. Billy Eichner was the main one who was screaming, but they're both wearing T-shirts, running around, of course, asking people who they're voting for, but their T-shirts say, "Loud White Men for Kamala." That's what we've come to. So it's white dudes for Harris, loud white men for Kamala. Isn't that just sad?
How pathetic is that?
Look, I know every election, celebrities come out of the woodworks, basically, and they endorse candidates. Like, I get it. This is nothing new, okay? You have, for example, Taylor Swift, Stevie Nicks. You have Lizzo. You have John Legend. All these people have, Bruce Springsteen, have endorsed Kamala Harris.
Right.
But I do kind of wonder, and I'm not suggesting that Billy Eichner or Will Ferrell would be in this camp. But for example, Usher. Usher has endorsed Kamala Harris. Now, maybe he would have before, but I, call me a little bit of a conspiracy theorist here, but I have to wonder if there's some potential tie to all this Diddy stuff going on. Because there are a lot of people who would like Kamala Harris to win because of her policies. Well, her policy is that she's not Donald Trump. That's the platform that she's running on. But enough people like that they're willing to vote for her. But do you think that there could be a couple celebrities who really want Kamala to win because they're worried about what could happen if Trump wins, that more stuff could be exposed? I get it. Stuff could be exposed regardless with these lawsuits if Kamala wins. But I kind of wonder if more would potentially be leaked if Trump wins.
Well, I mean, are you suggesting a sort of a birds and the feather flock together thing here?
Maybe.
The whole Diddy thing?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe there's a couple who were really hoping that Kamala wins.
Because he might, I don't know, he might be more or less in favor of the list coming out. I would imagine more in favor of it. He claims he would work to get the Epstein list.
Exactly.
Didn't he claim that on the Rogan podcast?
He claimed that. Now, I don't know if that's actually going to happen, because remember, he was talking about trying to get more information exposed about what happened to RFK. I'm so used to saying RFK.
Oh, I know.
JFK. And that never happened. And I think, you know, there's already been a couple assassination attempts on Trump, and I feel like that would ramp up if he was really trying to release some of the information, because it would expose a lot of people.
Right. And maybe, I don't know. I don't know where the damage would be worse. My guess is in Hollywood, it would be worse on the Diddy front, right? And in big business circles and political circles, it would be worse on the Epstein front. The fact that we have no idea who are on those lists, and we could be a year or two away from the trials that are going to go on in the Diddy case, where some of it will come out.
I don't know. I just saw a picture the other day. It was showing J-Lo and Diddy supposedly arguing after some award show, and that was allegedly the same night that he was accused of raping, I think, a minor. And in the lawsuit stated that a female and a male celebrity were in the room with him watching all of this happen. So now people are kind of speculating, could J-Lo, his then Diddy's then girlfriend, have been that female celebrity allegedly who was watching all of this happen? You have to ask the question. I'm not saying it is that, but I'm just saying you can't pretend like it's not an option.
Yeah. Who's the actor she just broke up with?
Ben Affleck.
I read a
tweet. Wait, did she break up with him or he broke up with her?
He broke up with her. He ended the marriage, I think, when they got back together. And the tweet I read from somebody was that, I know why Ben ran away, because he knew what was coming. So I maybe there's something to that. I don't know. I just think it's sad that Hollywood has, remember, you won't remember this, Kim, but if you go back and read the history, like Ronald Reagan's history, like when he was in the Screen Actors Guild, Hollywood even back then was a hotbed of communism. Mm-hmm. And Ronald Reagan fought against it when he was head of SAG many years ago, the Screen Actors Guild. He was trying to out them then, and they hated him for it. And it's sad to see all these years later, not much has changed in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. There are rich limousine liberals who aren't impacted by most of these policies, and they don't care that groceries have gone up 40%. That doesn't impact them.
Except she does want to tax them more than anyone. But I guess they don't care about that.
Not her friends. Her friends will be excluded from all of that. Hey, coming up, we're feeling pretty garbagey today. I don't know about you. It is Halloween. We're going to talk to Shannon Bream and see what she thinks the fallout of all this might be for the Harris campaign. We'll be back after this.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.